Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well. Well, today we're stepping into the second of our series called Owning Your Pit. I just want to say thank you to everyone who messaged us last week out of last week's service, just saying what a blessing it was to them. Hopefully today will be just as much a blessing to you. Let's just lean into the Word of God. Let's allow God to speak to us in this season in the knowledge that He is in control. That's right. Jesus is in control. You may feel like you're in the pit today, but I promise you this. If you get Jesus in there, everything is about to change. You might say, that's a big statement, Shane. Everything is about to change, but I honestly believe you get Jesus into your pit, you watch what's about to occur. All right, so today, where are we going to go? I'm so glad you asked. The truth is, as we look at Scripture, there are pits from one end of the Bible to the other end of the Bible. We see throughout Scripture that all of the heroes of faith that we aspire to be like, at some point in their life, typically, they found themselves in a pit. Last week, we looked at the life of Joseph. Joseph was a man who went from the pit to the palace by simply embracing the eternal principles of God that lead to promotion. I'll tell you the truth, my friend. God wants to promote you out of the pit. When you embrace the principles, promotion is coming your way. So where are we going to go today? I'm so glad you asked. We could look at Gideon. Gideon found himself in the pit of a wine press. That's right. That was his pit. Friends, I want to encourage you. That is a great story. I'd encourage you to look into that story. There are so many principles there that'll help you to move from your pit to the palace. We could look at Samson. Samson was a man who found himself in the pit of slavery. But how many of you know God in his time, he delivered him from that pit of slavery. Not only that, in that deliverance, Samson brought about the greatest defeat of his enemy in all of his life. We could look at Moses. Moses is an interesting one because Moses found himself in a pit that was actually a palace. But how many of you know you can be in the palace, but if you're separated from the people and the purposes that God has for your life, that is not the place where you want to be. That would be a pit. But today, as we continue on today, I simply want us to focus in on one aspect of our Christian lives that has the ability to turn our pits, because let's face it, many of us, but it has the ability to turn our pit into a piece of paradise. I believe that God wants to bless you wherever you are. I believe God wants to change your situations and change your circumstances. But for this to happen, we need to embrace the principles, the practices that are going to lead us into that place of freedom in Jesus' name. Now, in Acts chapter 16, there's a story there. We see the Apostle Paul and the disciples, they're on their way to prayer. Always a good thing. That's what we do. We are believers. We are prayers. They're on their way to prayer. And as they're traveling along, there is this young lady who is just harassing them. She's got a demon spirit in her, and she's just giving them a hard time. What I find interesting is as she speaks about them, she's actually telling the truth, but she's just harassing. In the end, Paul realizes what's going on. This is a foul spirit. He turns around and he casts it out of her. Because how many of you know, as believers in Christ, we have the authority to do it, and that's what we ought to do. He steps into her situation and he casts the demon out of her. Now, everybody, you and I, we would be thinking that everybody would be celebrating this, but no. It's not quite like that. And the reason it's not like that is because this young lady was a slave and her masters were using her to tell fortunes. So she was a fortune teller on their behalf. It was a demon spirit that would speak through her. So when Paul steps in and casts that demon spirit out of her, at that point in time, how many of you know, their income stream is just plummeting. So what do? They stir up a crowd, they stir up the mob, and the city officials come along and they drag Paul and they drag the disciples off and they put him in the jail, which takes us now to Acts chapter 16. We're going to read from verse 25 together. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Don't do it! We are all here." Trembling with fear, the jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down before Paul and Silas. He brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved along with your entire household." Then they shared the word of the Lord with him and all who lived in his household. That same hour, the jailer washed their wounds and he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. When should a believer get baptized? Immediately. Then he brought them into the house, into his house, and set a meal before them. He and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. I don't know about you, I love this story. I love this story on so many levels. It was about midnight. That's right, it was about midnight. In the midnight hour, it was when it was cold and bleak and dark. Rather than Paul and Silas in that time debating about how it was they got into that space, rather than them debating about the real motives of the city officials, rather than them questioning their faith or what their futures would look like in that moment, I love this, in that moment when it was in the midnight hour, it was dark, it was bleak, they found themselves in that pit and in that prison, they made a decision to lift up a shout of praise. They made a decision to put on their praise garments. Friends, I want to encourage you in this season, wherever you find yourself today, can I encourage you, put on your garment of praise. Whether you be in the pit or on your way to the palace or even in the palace, I want to encourage you, put on your garment of praise. It is praise that will set us apart in the eyes of God. It is our praise of Jesus Christ, the Lord God himself, that's going to set us apart as the people of God, the children of God, and in this season bring us deliverance that we might all go from the pit to the palace. And everybody said together, amen. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. I love that. How many of you know everybody's listening to you at the moment? How many of you know everyone's watching in? Everyone's listening to your conversation. That's why it's so important that we have the right words in our mouth and we're speaking and we're singing and we're lifting up a shout of praise, because not only is it going to impact your world, but everybody else's as well. But hear me well, church. I want to encourage you with this thought. That they weren't just praying and singing hymns by chance. No, I don't believe that for a moment. No one who is beaten with rods and thrown into prison, thrown into a pit, just ends up praying and singing hymns to God. At some point in the night, at some point in the cold, at some point in the darkness, at some point in their pit, they made a decision. We may not have chosen this prison pit for ourselves, but as long as we're going to be here, we're going to own it. We're going to own it. We're going to take control. It's no longer, we're not going to be, as it were, dictated to by the spirit and by the atmospheres of the situation and the scenario we find ourselves in. But we are actually going to own the pit we are in. So they reached for their garments of praise and they began to praise the Lord. They were praying, they were singing hymns to God, and all of a sudden, something in that place began to happen. In Isaiah chapter 61, the prophet here is prophesying concerning the coming of the Lord. Isaiah 61 from verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and listen to this now, provide. What is he here to provide? And provide for those who grieve in Zion. Zion is representative of the church. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. There's no doubting there's a whole lot of despair in our community and society at the moment. And maybe you find yourself in a pit today, and if you were to be honest, it's like, yeah, you can feel that spirit of despair trying to get a hold on you. But friends, I want to encourage you today. Well, you have a choice now. You have a choice in this moment, in this season. You might find yourself in a pit, but even in the pit, you have a choice to allow the spirit of despair to get a hold on you, or rather to put on the garment of praise. And as you lift up that garment of praise, I promise you that spirit of despair will be broken over your life. Friends, I want to speak it into wherever you are today, into your lounge rooms, wherever you are today, wherever you find yourself today. If you have a spirit of despair, you can sense it. It's like in your spirit, you're beginning to crumble. In your spirit, you're feeling fragile. In your spirit, you can feel desperation and despair coming upon you. I want to encourage you, put on the garment of praise. Let's see that thing broken today in Jesus' name, that you might walk in the freedom of God, in the joy of the Lord, and into the fullness of all that God has got for you. God wants you to leave the pit behind and go to the palace. How do we do that? Well, we begin by putting on the garment of praise. That's where it's at. We need to make a choice by faith now. It's by faith. By faith, all of those that have gone before us, they entered into the fullness of what God had for them by faith. I want to encourage you, by faith, put on the garment of praise. Let's get it on now. It is time to praise the Lord. Let me say this about praise. All right, are you ready? Let me say this about praise. Praise brings light into the darkness. All right, you heard that. Praise, it brings light into the darkness. Praise brings confusion to the powers of darkness. I like that. It's like, let's bring some confusion into the powers that would come against us. Praise brings confusion to the powers of darkness. Praise lifts up your eyes to where your help comes from. Friend, can I encourage you, when you praise the Lord, all of a sudden you're taking your eyes off all the things that are in the pit that are trying to bring despair upon you, and you're lifting up your eyes to where your help comes from. Praise is an extension of your faith. Some people say, I have faith. Well, if you have faith, praise the Lord. It's like, I don't feel like praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I encourage you, my friend, if you have faith today, praise the Lord. Let's get into some spiritual warfare. Some people want me to talk about spiritual warfare in all sorts of scenarios and situations. This is what I say when it comes to spiritual warfare. Let your praise ring out. Let your praise ring out. I promise you this, when you begin to praise the Lord, circumstances and situations are beginning to change in that moment. Praise is an extension of your faith. Praise causes the earth to tremble, prison doors to swing open, sets the captives free. And finally, your praise will turn your pit into a piece of paradise. Now, you might be like, Shane, do you really believe that? I absolutely believe that. Friends, I don't know what pit you find yourself in, but I honestly believe your praise has the ability to turn that pit all the way around. All the way around. I promise you, God wants to do something supernatural in your life. It is your praise that's going to usher in the things of the Spirit of God, the presence of God, that your situation might turn. It might be absolutely changed. Now, so many people, tell me if I'm not wrong. So many people, they want to be delivered from their pit. They want to be delivered from their pit. Maybe pits, I get it. We want to be delivered. So many people want to be delivered from their pits. Where if we would own our pit, all right, let's just flick this on our head on its head for a minute. If we would own our pit, rather than just crying out to God, God, deliver me from this pit. Maybe if we would lift up a shout of praise and own our pit, maybe in the midnight hours, rather than allowing despair to come upon us, rather than allowing worry to overtake us, maybe if we were to own that pit, put on our garment of praise and begin to lift up a shout of praise in the midnight hours, in the moment of darkness, you know what I believe is going to happen? When we begin to do this, King Jesus himself is going to step from eternity and step into wherever we're at. I honestly believe if we will praise the Lord regardless of what's happening, regardless of how we're feeling, if we will praise, if we will lift up a shout of praise, King Jesus himself is going to turn up and turn our pit into a piece of paradise. When our praise goes up, his person comes down. When our praise goes up, the person of Jesus Christ comes down. When our praise goes up, his presence comes in. When our praise goes up, his presence comes in. When our praise goes up, his person comes down. When our praise goes up, his presence comes in. And finally, when our praise goes up, his power goes out. You know what I believe? I believe God wants to release his power. I honestly do. Into your pit, into your situation, into your circumstances, I believe God wants to release his power. How do we get the power of God into our pit? Well, we send up a shout of praise. When our praise goes up, his person comes down. When our praise goes up, his presence comes in. When our praise goes up, all right, point number three, out it comes now. His power goes out in Jesus' name. And I can promise you, church, when through your praise you draw Jesus into your pit, when you draw his person, when you draw his presence, when you draw his power into your pit, you're about to experience a piece of paradise. Things are about to shift. Things are about to change. Friends, I want to encourage you today, don't give up, don't shrink back, don't step back now. No, just understand, all right, I find myself here. Like Paul and Silas, they found themselves there, but they didn't give up. They didn't step back. They didn't shrink, not for a minute. No, they made a decision. I'm going to put on my garment of praise. I'm going to send up a shout of praise to my God. And it's like, what is wrong with you people? How many of you know there was nothing wrong with those people? They got it right. We need to get it right. We need to put our garment of praise on and begin to praise the Lord, because breakthrough is coming in Jesus' name. I promise you, when you lift up a shout of praise to your God, breakthrough is going to come your way. Okay, get ready. Here we go. Rapid fire. You ready now? Here we go. Rapid fire. When we praise, our pits are about to shake, rattle, and roll. That's right. Now, some of you are like, did he say shake, rattle, and roll? I said shake, rattle, and roll. Friends, I understand. You're in the pit. You're in the prison. You're in this place, and you're feeling contained, and you're thinking, am I ever going to get out? Let's begin to praise him now. Come on. Ooh, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Let's begin to praise the Lord. Let's lift up a shout of praise that reaches heaven, that all of heaven's armies might come, and the place where we find ourselves begins to shake. When we praise, the prison doors and the pit walls are about to be blown open. They're about to be blown apart. I promise you this one truth. If there's one thing I have learned and I've discovered over the years, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No pit that is built will ever be able to contain you. When you lift up a shout of praise, I promise you the doors and the walls are about to be blown apart. Here we go. When we praise, our chains begin to fall to the ground. Amen. When we praise, some of you are feeling like, I can't do this, like that despair is on you and you're chained and you're bound and it's like, I don't know that we're ever going to come out. It's like, but I promise you, my friend, just begin to praise. Just begin to praise. Just get a Jesus out. Just get a praise you, Lord, out. Just begin to lift up your voice. Can I encourage you, go back and watch our services over and over and just enter into that. When we have worship and we're worshiping together, just begin to lift up your voice towards God. Praise his name. And as you praise him, the chains are going to fall to the ground. When we praise, our enemies will begin to make peace with us. Now, you might be like, Shane, where are you getting all this? I'm getting it from our original passage. You go back to this passage in Acts chapter 16, you'll see all of this happening. When we praise, our enemies begin to make peace with us. When we praise, the spirit of fear and the spirit of suicide is defeated in Jesus' name. We are not a people that we shall fear, and we are not a people that will take their own lives, because we are a people of life. We give life. We speak life. We bring life in Jesus' name. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Lift up a shout of praise. Let fear be broken off your life. Let that spirit, that evil spirit that is rampaging throughout our community, be broken in our world in Jesus' name. When we praise, the spirit of salvation becomes evident to all. The spirit of salvation becomes evident to all. Here they are. Now, so Paul and Silas are worshiping God. They're praying and they're praising God. And now, not only do we have all the prisoners listening in, but now we have the jail keeper coming and asking, what must I do to be saved? And it's like, the spirit of salvation becomes evident to all when we begin to lift up a shout of praise. That's why it's so important for me to be everywhere I go. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I'm not going to be walking around with my chin on the ground. No, that's not what I'm called to be as a believer, but I'm going to lift my eyes towards heaven. I'm going to begin to declare the good things of God. I'm going to speak the good things of God. I'm going to praise Him in the good times and praise Him in the good times. That's all I'm believing for. Good times. I find myself in the pit, but I'm looking to God because He's leading me to good times, and I'm going to praise Him. And you know what? Everybody who's watching in, everybody who's around me, even those who have authority over me, they're all watching. And this is what I love. When I praise Him, the spirit of salvation becomes evident to all. And everybody said together, amen. When we praise, salvation comes to families and saves the generations. I love the fact that it wasn't just the jailer who was saved, but all of his family also. Praise God for that. You shall be saved from the pit, and so shall your family. Begin to speak it over your life. Begin to speak it over your family in Jesus' name. When we praise, healing begins to occur. When we praise, healing begins to occur. I think what I find really interesting about this is in this passage, it's actually the person who probably put the wounds on the brothers who is now washing their wounds and bringing healing to the brothers. That's the miraculous of God. That's the power of God. When you bring Jesus into your pit and you begin to worship Him, you begin to praise Him. So through your praise, through your worship, you bring Jesus in. Not only will your enemies be at peace with you, but it will go full circle and they'll actually become a great blessing to you. When we praise, we're about to step into baptisms that will change and empower us forever. And everybody said together, amen for that. We'll take that. When we praise, we identify with each other and enjoy real and lasting fellowship. And I don't know about you, I'm in for that. When we praise, joy fills the temple and our pit becomes a piece of paradise. Come on, somebody. Let's praise the Lord now. Let's praise the Lord. Let's lift up a shout of praise. Just wherever you are, just begin to praise Him. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you are. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Thank you, Jesus, that I am going to, Lord, you're coming into my pit today. You're turning into a piece of paradise. And Lord, I'm going to go from the pit to the palace in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen. All right, one final verse as we conclude today. Here we go. Psalm chapter 103 from verse 1. Praise the Lord. And everybody said, amen. O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, you might be saying, did he just read? I did read it. I'll read it again. Who redeems your life from the pit. Amen. He's going to redeem your life from the pit. Friends, I want to encourage you today, put on the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise now. Begin to praise Him. Just begin to praise Him. You might feel like you're in the pit. You might feel like despair is trying to get a hold on you. You might feel like depression is just trying to reach out to you. Friends, I want to encourage you, you don't need to submit to it. Don't submit to it. I understand you're in the pit. I understand it's tough times. I get it. We're all in it together. But friends, I want to encourage you, as you find yourself there, you're not alone there. You're not alone. You don't need to be alone there. No, 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 no. You've got brothers and sisters all around you, but more than that, the angels are watching in. The Holy Spirit is present. This is what I want you to do. I want you to begin to just put on that garment of praise. Just begin to praise Him. Father, we thank You in Jesus' name. Lord, that praise, Lord God, is our warfare. Praise, Lord God, is a banner. We lift up a banner of praise over our lives today, Lord God. Lord, we will praise You. We'll praise You, Lord God. We find ourselves here, but we will lift up a shout of praise. Lord, we're going to put our hope and our trust in You, knowing, Lord God, that as we praise You, Lord God, Your person comes down. As we praise You, Lord God, Your presence comes in. As we praise You, Lord God, Your power goes out. Lord, we're believing it, Lord God. We're believing, Lord God, that our pits, Lord God, will be transformed, Lord God, into places of paradise, pieces of paradise. Lord, we give You praise today and we thank You, Lord God, that you're going to take us now, Lord, from the pit to the palace. Lord, we learned things last week. We learned something this week. Lord, we're believing, Lord God, there's better days ahead in you. So, Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said, amen. Everyone said amen. Come on, just say praise him. Just say praise him. Praise him. You got it. We're going to praise him. We're going to praise him. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Maybe there's brothers and sisters that are watching in. And you know, you're watching in. If you're to be honest, you don't know where you're at with God. Friends, I want to encourage you. It's really hard to praise in the pit if you don't know your God. It's really hard to praise when you're going through tough times if you don't know your God. Knowing God isn't really as hard as people make it out to be. Some people, it's like they almost put hurdles in front of you so you can't get to Jesus. As in, we see the disciples did that all the time. But how many of you know Jesus came to remove all those religious hurdles that we might just come straight to him? The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages for that sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We receive eternal life through Christ our Lord, simply by believing in him. We believe in our heart, we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we shall be saved. That's what the scripture teaches us. Friends, I want to encourage you today. If you don't know Jesus, can I encourage you? Give your life to Christ. You might say, I'm just so far away. I feel like I'm dead. That's the point. That's what we just read, that he will redeem our lives from the pit. Friends, you may feel like you're in the pits today, but this is why Jesus came, to deliver you from the pit. I want to encourage you today. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Make a decision. I'm going to give my life to Christ right here, right now. I'm going to give my life to Christ. So if you're watching on our online platform, there's a little raised hand on the bottom right-hand side there. It just says raised hand. I want to give my life to Christ. Friends, can I encourage you, if you want to give your life to Christ today and you're watching on our online platform, just hit that raised hand right now. Just hit it. Just go ahead. Hit it. Hit it. I know you want to. Just go ahead. Hit that little raised hand. Maybe you're watching on one of our Facebook platforms. And so can I encourage you, if you want to give your life to Christ today, just write in the comment section, I want to give my life to Jesus. Someone there, they're going to come alongside you and connect with you there. And from there, I promise you, we're going to walk with you. We're going to help you that you might become everything in God that God would have you become. Jesus doesn't want you to live in the pit for the rest of your life. He came to save us from the pit. He came to redeem our lives from the pit and crown us with love and compassion. That's what he wants to put upon you today. So once again, you want to give your life to Jesus on the online platform. This may be the first time you've done this. Maybe you've done it before, but you know in your heart of hearts, you're a long way from God. You want to come home to Jesus. Can I encourage you? Hit that raised hand right now. Hit the raised hand. Just hit that raised hand. You want to give your life on the Facebook platforms? Can I encourage you? Once again, maybe you gave your life to Jesus a long time ago, and it's like, but you know in your heart of hearts, you've drifted away and you find yourself back in the pits. Friends, don't let another day go by. Make a decision today. I'm coming back to Jesus. Write in the comments, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just do that now. God bless you. God bless you. Just do it now. It's great. All over, not only Australia now, but this is going out all over the world. I'm believing that people are going to be coming to Christ all over the globe, and you're one of those today. Just hit that raised hand if that's you. God bless you. Praise God. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Help me, Lord, to live a life that is both pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Lord, I give you my life and I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, help me to walk this out now. Help me to praise this out now. Lord, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe, Lord, that you are my God, my Lord, my Savior, and my friend. And I believe, Lord, that I'm your child and I'll never be alone again. In Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. God bless you, my friends. That is the greatest decision that you will ever make. I'd encourage you right from here, start making plans to connect with Pastor Tammy when it comes to our new Christian classes. I want to encourage you, think about getting water baptized straight away, just like the jailer did, and let's get ready for your best life, because I promise you this, if you just gave your heart to Jesus, you're going to be coming from the pit. There's no doubt about that. Jesus is coming in there, transformation is going to occur, and you're on your way to the palace. God bless you lots. Have a great day. Now, don't forget now, We've got Kid Mania coming up right now. Do not turn off. I promise you, our adults are enjoying this as much as our children are. Hope you really enjoy today. God bless you lots. We'll see you soon, and bye for now.